Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Rib T. Pirkei Avos Learning here in Season 3 using Yad Avraham. I'm your host, Rib T. Questions, comments, suggestions are always welcome at MaximumTEE@Yahoo.com using the Yad Avraham commentary on Mishnah from Art Scroll. We are in 413. Dalad Yud Gimel. Remember, all previous episodes, all previous seasons, the first and the second season, and the first half of this season before sheer enjoyment came upon us, is located at www.anchor.fm/tanig, anchor.fm/tanig. Let's see what's going on in today's Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, have a zahir b'talmud, be meticulous in study. Sheshigigas Talmud Ola Zadon, for a careless misinterpretation is considered tantamount to willful transgression. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Shalosha Kisarim Haim, there are three crowns. Keser Torah, the crown of Torah. Keser Kuhuna, and the crown of priesthood. V'keser Malchus, and the crown of kingship. V'keser Shem Tov Ola Al Gabehem, but the crown of a good name surpasses all of them. A person who makes a good name for himself, a person who makes a difference in the world, someone who spreads good and light to the world, that's something that surpasses everything else, and that's something that you can acquire for yourself. It's not something you're born with, like royalty or priesthood. It's not something that could come easy to you if sages run in your family, but this is something you work at and you make for yourself. And after 120 years, the only thing that is left in this world, besides for progeny, is what you did in this world to make the world a better place. Any tzedakah that you gave is there. All the mitzvahs, the good deeds, the things that you did to change the world, that's what stays. That's what your legacy is. That's what people know about what you did to impact and change the world. Hopefully good things, the good name that hopefully will stay after you. So Rav Yehuda, whenever the Mishnah states Rav Yehuda without specification, it's Rav Yehuda bar Eli. As Rashi and Bates explain, Rav Yehuda studied under both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon, as well as and the fact that he is known for his piety, as Magen Avos explains. His generation was praised for its unprecedented level of dedication to Torah study in the face of dire poverty. Gemara and Sanhedrin attests, although six of Rabbi Yehuda's disciples would have to share a single cloak, they still labored in the study of Torah. Wow. Be meticulous in study. Rabbi Yehuda enjoins Torah students to carefully analyze what they learn to ensure that they fully understand the lessons and their halachic ramifications, as Rav and Rashi explain. By nature, man does not readily comprehend deep matters without careful examination, and even once he does understand a lesson, he is prone to forgetfulness. One must therefore not rely on his initial understanding of the subject matter, but probe and scrutinize what he has learned. And after fully grasping a lesson, you must constantly review it, as Rav Yonah explains. Especially important if someone wants to be halachic authority, one wants to rule for others, he has a great responsibility to toil at his studies, review them until he has a strong command of the relevant laws, as Meir explains. Also, Magen Avos shows that a student should ask his teacher to clarify reasoning behind a teaching. Otherwise, he might misinterpret the teacher's words, wrongly applying the lesson in a different situation. For careless misinterpretation can be like a willful transgression. If one errs in his understanding of Torah laws and issues an incorrect ruling because he studied superficially, his offense is not pardonable as an unwitting error. One who studies superficially is bound to make mistakes. He will be punished as if he deliberately transgressed, since he should have studied carefully, as Rav Rashi Machzor Vitri and Rav Yonah explain. Misinterpreting Torah is so bad only if it was due to student's failure to apply himself to the best of his ability. An honest mistake is regarded as an unintentional error. And Sephorno shows that a careless misinterpretation may have been inadvertent. He is regarded as an intentional sinner on account of his willful indolence, which is what led him to err. Rabbi Shimon, that we see from 3:3, where Mishnah cites him, it is referring to Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Three crowns. The three crowns refer to the three types of elevated status which Jews may achieve: Torah, priesthood, and kingship. These three crowns were given to the Jewish people at Har Sinai when the Torah was given to them. The Torah requires us to honor a person who merits wearing any of the three crowns, as Rav explains. Marsha suggests in Yoma there are literally three crowns. King David possessed a special crown that fit only his descendants who were eligible to be king, no one else. Kohen Gadol wore the tzitz, a special golden headplate on his forehead, while every person eligible to wear the crown of Torah wears tefillin on his head. The crown of Torah, it's a biblical command to honor a Torah scholar by standing before him, as is written b'pnei seva tukim in Leviticus, v'hadarta p'nei zakein. Before an old man you shall rise and you shall honor a zakein. Literally, an old man zakein cannot mean old man, because that would be repetitive, but really it's zekana chachma, one who acquired wisdom, the only worthwhile acquisition seen in Darim. The crown of Torah was not given to any specific person or family. Whoever wishes to attain it through his own efforts is at liberty to do so, as it says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe Morasha Kehilas Yaakov in Deuteronomy, Devarim. Moshe commanded us the Torah as the inheritance of the congregation of Yaakov. The crown of priesthood. The Torah dictates that we honor Kohanim by bestowing certain privileges upon them, including the right to be first to address an assemblage, the right to recite the Hamotzi blessing, break the bread for the entire assemblage, and that's Ramah Orachaim, the right to lead the Baruchas HaMazon Tzio Orachaim, and the right to read first from the Torah scroll in the synagogue. The obligation to honor a Kohen with these privileges is derived from Leviticus in Vayikra, V'kidashu ki eslachem elokecha hu makriv kadosh yielach. You shall sanctify the Kohen, for he offers the food of your God, he shall be holy to you. Also, the Torah granted him 24 priestly gifts. Later on, we talk about that in chapter 6, where they are enumerated. And the crown of priesthood was given to Aaron and his descendants. V'chaisalo lezar acharav is the pasuk from Bamidbar. One who is not a descendant of Aaron cannot aspire to kahuna, as Rav Yonah, Rambam, and Hilchos Talmud Torah explain. And the crown of kingship, the Torah teaches, Som tasim alechem melech asher yivchar Hashem alekecha bo, from Devarim. You shall surely set over yourself a king whom Hashem, your God, shall choose. The sages interpret this in Kesuvos to mean that the nation must fear and revere its king. Rambam shows that there are many prohibitions with reverence for a king. One may not ride on his horse, stand on his throne, make use of his royal scepter, crown, or any of his clothes. Upon his death, they are all burned in the presence of his corpse. The crown of kingship was given to David, King David and his offspring forever, as it says, Zar o lo leolam yehiyeh v'kiso ha-shemesh negdi, from Psalms. His seed will endure forever. His throne shall be like the sun before me. Rav Yonah, Rambam, and Hilchos Talmud Torah show us. From the time of David's anointment, no other than a descendant from the house of David could become king of all Israel. Although kingship and kahun are limited to Aaron and David, respectfully, David for kingship and Aaron for kahuna, the crown of Torah is available to all. One should not assume the crown of Torah is inferior to the other crowns. On the contrary, the crown of Torah is greater because it says, Giv b'malachim yimlochu, through me the Torah kings will reign. That comes from Proverbs. Torah crowns kings. Kings become effective servants by imbuing themselves with Torah wisdom. Torah is greater than kingship, but one who appoints a king is more exalted than a king himself. And let's move over to the next one, the Keser Shem Tov. Keser Shem Tov ol al gabehem. The crown of a good name surpasses all of them. This crown adorns someone whose sterling character and good deeds earn him the respect and affection of his fellows. Unlike the other three crowns, the Torah does not require us to show honor to such a person. For this reason, it is not counted as a fourth crown. Nonetheless, it is considered superior to all three of them in the sense that even scholars, Kohanim, and kings are not deserving of our respect if they failed to earn this crown. As Ravin Machsavitri explained, a scholar must be careful to acquire a good name. As the Gemara Mordkutin says, if a teacher is like an angel of the Lord of hosts, then seek Torah from his mouth. But if his relationship with others is bad, he's guilty of profaming the name of God. God forbid, he's guilty of misconduct, and then he's worse than an ignorant boor. So we make sure to have a good royal crown. We have to make sure that everybody acts in a dignified manner, respectful of their very name, earning a good name. And we want to make sure that that is something that we try to achieve for ourselves. One who wears a royal crown must also possess a good name, as it may be implied from the sages exhorting in Exodus, and a prince among your people you shall not curse, meaning you can't curse a king only if he acts in the manner of your people, if he observes the laws of the Torah, but is permitted to curse a prince or king who does not act in the manner of young people. In the righteous manner. We have to make sure that the crown of a good name is one that we acquire for ourselves. Rav Yonah comments that while all the crowns require the crown of a good name, along with them, a good name is dependent upon the crown of Torah. For what gives man a good name if not the study of Torah and practicing its commandments? And King Solomon offers the praise from Koheles, Tov Shem Mishemen Tov, a good name is better than good oil. A fine reputation acquired with diligence and good deeds is a more valuable possession than precious oil. Fine reputation travels much further than the scent of fine oil, as Rav Yonah explains. So do what you can to get the crowns for yourself. Torah is available to all and should be grabbed by all. And the good name is available to all, providing you do the mitzvos, the good deeds, the chesed, the Torah, the tzedakah, tefillah, all the good things, and kahuna and kingship for those who can get it. And by thereby you can purify yourself, make yourself as best possible to make the world as best possible, and bring Mashiach speedily in our days. Join us next time as we talk about exiling yourself to a place of Torah here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.